And there's growing pressure in Missouri for Republican Governor Eric Greitens to step down after the release of a special investigative committee report yesterday with disturbing details of an extramarital affair Greitens had before he took office. The rising star in the GOP, a Rhodes Scholar and former Navy SEAL officer, was indicted in February by a grand jury on a felony invasion of privacy charge. He allegedly took a semi-nude photo of the woman without her consent to keep her from talking about the affair. He's now set for a trial in May, but there's a bipartisan push for his resignation. And the Republican Speaker of the House, Todd Richardson, says he may call a special session to begin impeachment proceedings. Brian Ellison is host and contributor at KCUR in Kansas City. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Robin.
So the details in this report are disturbing, but basically this woman told investigators that Greitens was abusive to her, that there's binding, hitting, threats. Let's just leave it at that. He says the relationship was consensual. This is a witch hunt, like the one in Washington, he says. But lawmakers seem to believe her.
Yeah, this has been an interesting intertwining of the narrative here in Missouri with what's going on in Washington. Mm-hmm. As you said, the trial is not scheduled until May 14th. And from the beginning, since this indictment came up in February, the governor has made strong denials. And in fact, there has been a pretty solid effort to activate his message through his campaign, through favorable stories on Fox News, noting that there still wasn't any evidence that the photograph at the center of this allegation, and a photograph taken without the woman's consent and then somehow transmitted, that there's no evidence of that photograph. But as it turns out, the report that came out of the legislature yesterday suggests that maybe that photograph isn't the governor's biggest problem.
Oh, because tell us more about what that report said. Pretty salacious, so.
It was pretty salacious, and this is where it's a good time to warn listeners that there's some pretty graphic content. The report alleges that not only was the governor conducting an affair, which he and the woman have both said was a consensual affair, but there were a number of encounters within that affair that were not necessarily consensual. And perhaps the one that is most salacious, it is the one where the photograph was allegedly taken. It is said that at the end of that encounter, the woman was preparing to leave the governor's – or then Eric Greitens' basement. He grabbed her in a bear hug, laid her gently on the floor where she was sobbing uncontrollably, saying she didn't want this, and yet proceeded to unzip his pants, and they ended up having a sexual encounter.
Yeah, and so she said she didn't want that. Look, this is salacious. People are calling for impeachment. What are the chances you might see that?
Well, it seems more likely now than it did before, to be honest. A lot of Democrats and Republicans, in fact, maybe primarily Republicans, have been calling on the governor to resign for the good of the state. But yesterday, the Speaker of the House, a Republican, Todd Richardson, said that the committee that had done this investigating would now be newly empowered to make recommendations for discipline. And that could mean a reprimand or censure. It could mean articles of impeachment being filed against the governor. He also noted that they probably cannot accomplish that before the regular end of the session, which is in mid-May, probably before the governor's trial is even over. And so they were preparing to call a special session to consider acts of discipline against the governor.
And again, this is a very Republican legislature making these calls, bipartisan calls. Brian Ellison, host and contributor at KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri, that city reeling with this news. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.